Welcome to the Smichael Speaks podcast channel. I'm Joanne Smichael, and I'm delighted that you tuned in for relevant leadership learning that will help you continue to soar. Enjoy this episode. So many leadership theorists, scholars, consultants like myself talk about transforming organizations, transforming leaders, transforming the world. And I don't know if we say this enough. There's no transformation without application. We've each got to make our own leadership handbook, our own leadership playbook, our own rituals, our own everything, and create our own playbook. Now, let me go a little bit deeper. If you're not applying the leadership principles and practices that work well for you, that are in alignment with your core values, you cannot spark a transformation. You can read books, you can listen to podcasts. Obviously, you're listening to podcasts. You can watch TED Talks, which I dearly love. You can attend seminars, enroll in courses, hire a coach. But if you haven't figured out how to integrate what you're learning into your leadership, you can't transform anything. This podcast focuses on application. Here's my first question. Which leadership styles, practices, principles are you intentionally applying? I believe we have to put thought, reflection, and energy into determining what kind of leader we want to be. Do we want to be servant leaders, transformational leaders, mindful leaders, collaborative leaders, consultative leaders, strategic leaders? Most people want to embody the best from all sorts of leadership styles, blend them together, and make them our own. But before that can happen, we have to know something about lots of different approaches to leadership. And I say that because I hear lots of people throwing around terms like servant leader. And when I probe, I realize that they just like the sound of that, but don't really know how to embody the concept. So I want to do a quick review of some of the more popular approaches to leadership. And I will start with servant leadership because so many people say they're servant leaders. The term just sounds so good. It was actually developed by Robert Greenleaf, and it's a philosophy that contends that the most effective leaders do not focus on power or control. Instead, they focus on others. They're most concerned with serving, growing, and developing other people. These leaders are concerned about their peers, those that they report to, their customers, their business partners, the larger community, the people who report to them. Now, I want to move on to transformational leadership. This is something that was introduced by James Downton, and James McGregor Burns is the person who expanded on it. Transformational leaders encourage, they inspire, they motivate employees to invest their energy, their talent, and their commitment in ways that produce meaningful change. This results in highly engaged, deeply committed workers. It breeds innovation and talent development. It creates an environment where employees help shape the future, thereby creating the successes of the enterprise. Now, I'll tell you, I like collaborative leadership, so that's where I'm going next. This is the leadership style that breaks down silos, it diminishes turf wars, and it brings people together to work to create shared successes. I don't know who developed the theory, but I do know that the elements of it include sharing information, sharing responsibility, and working across functional boundaries. These are leaders who intentionally seek diverse perspectives and consciously include even the most quiet employees. They use teams to solve problems and to create strategy. So since I mentioned strategy, let's move on to strategic leadership. This is another one with no identifiable originator. Now, I know somebody's going to email me and say, ha, I know who created strategic leadership, and I welcome that email. So it revolves around leaders being forward-focused and having a vision that drives their activities. I think these are the leaders who are also pretty stealth about navigating organizational politics. They can maneuver around obstacles, make the right connections, and advance agendas that move the organization along. These strategic leaders understand and leverage business best practices that are required to stay in business, remain competitive, and stay relevant. How about mindful leaders? There's a book I love on mindful leadership. It's titled The Mindful Leader, and the author is Michael Bunting. Mindful leaders are in touch and in tune with this moment, the present moment. They're able to empathize and be fully present in interactions. They spend a lot of time cultivating their own self-awareness so that they can be aware of others. This is a very conscious and reflective approach. It focuses on the well-being of the people that comprise the organization. I just mentioned being present. Mindful leaders are also, they're able to listen so that they understand the message, its intent, and the emotion behind it. And they're able to listen because they're present. Last thing, mindful leaders use reflection to evaluate themselves, their interactions, and the results they're generating. Last leadership style I'm going to review is consultative leadership. These leaders gather data, opinions, suggestions, and other relevant information to inform their decision-making. They're able to influence people rather than imposing their will. They use the skill of others, as well as their own, to get things done. They also collaborate and communicate so that everyone is heard, respected, and involved in making the work happen. Now, none of us fully embody any single leadership style. And I certainly haven't covered every style or every theory. I just picked the ones I like and the ones that I hear kind of thrown around most often. Now, the question I posed at the beginning is, which leadership styles, practices, and principles are you applying? As you think about the ones I just mentioned, which come most naturally to you? Which would you like to cultivate? That cultivation is how we get to application, which eventually takes us to transformation. Let me spend a little time on application. What do we do to thoughtfully, intentionally use leadership best practices? Well, obviously, we learn what those best practices are. We recognize that the brain isn't fixed. It can always learn, it can always grow, and it can always adapt. So no matter where we are, we can always upskill. How do we do this application thing? Well, decide on what you want to apply and your personal rationale for applying it. Is the goal to increase commitment on your team? Is it to become an employer of choice? Is it to spark innovation that can lead to new product development? What is it? Why do you want to apply a particular leadership practice or style? That why is just as compelling as the what. And that's because a strong why drives us to action. Recognizing that application and continuous learning are intertwined, it's important to establish learning goals. I, pre-pandemic, used to do a lot of keynotes for conferences and conventions, and then came the pandemic, and a lot of that business just dried up. And I'm working on reviving the keynote line of my business. I know what decimation the pandemic wreaked. So now I've got to schedule learning about the nuances of keynoting as it operates today. I also have to learn about the best post-pandemic marketing strategies. So those are a couple of my learning goals. And there are a lot of other ones that I have, but that's where I'm going to start. So you got to decide on where you want to go for your learning. Thinking about where and how we start the learning journey is so important. It's important to have multiple sources of knowledge and information. I decided to rejoin the National Speakers Association because they offer a lot of educational opportunities for people in my business. And I'm also hoping that I'm going to find a mentor there. I'm going to be really intentional about seeking out a mentor. So you may look at a trade association. You may decide to do a formal university course. You may decide to do a series of webinars. It can be and should be a combination of a lot of things. Just source out multiple avenues that you can take for learning about whatever aspect of leadership you want to apply. So what else do we have to do for successful application? If we don't have a growth mindset, we have to adopt one. And I mentioned this earlier. That's the belief that learning can, should, and will happen at every stage of life. Have you heard of mental representations? Mental representations. There's a lot of very lofty definitions of this drawn from cognitive science, but I want to keep it simple. It's the imagery we create of things that aren't present, but that we desire and are working towards. It's also how we perceive, process, understand, and recall. It's important to create mental representations of what we want to be and how we want to behave and the outcomes we want as leaders. It's important to create mental representations of our applications of the skills that matter most to us. Mental representations show us what we're supposed to be doing or what we most want to do. And that's what informs our practice. And let me get to practice. That's the next thing that we do to create meaningful application that leads to transformation. I have to tell you, I hate that old saying that says, practice makes perfect. First of all, there's no such thing as perfect, so you don't make yourself crazy trying to be a perfect leader. It's not going to happen. You'll practice so that you become excellent at leadership skills and styles that are most important to you. I have learned a lot about practice, this whole practice thing on the pickleball court. I am what I refer to as a developmental player. I try really hard and I enjoy the game, and I clearly have a lot of developmental opportunities. When I used to watch really excellent players, I thought, they had complete mastery of the game. They held their paddle perfectly. All their serves were in that right zone. Their return of serves were perfect. That's what was running through my head. But the more I've watched, the more I've realized that even the best players at my YMCA are just humans who miss shots, hit crappy return of serves from time to time. They're not perfect at dinking. They step into the kitchen sometimes. They just are people who practice a lot and are excellent. Yet with all that, they still have bad games, they have wins, and they have losses. So it's the same with us as leaders. Don't waste your time trying to be a perfect servant leader, transformational leader, collaborative leader. Instead, practice to develop excellence. And when you're practicing, give yourself time to reflect. Practice with thoughtfulness and intention. Be deliberate. Let me give you an example. A researcher that I worked with wanted to improve communication and collaboration in her lab. She decided to change the way she ran meetings. She knew her meetings were less than effective. So, and she decided, I'm going to try to introduce these norms for meetings. She didn't introduce 10, 15, 20. She introduced three that were really focused on creating better communication and collaboration, both in the meeting and in the lab overall. She was smart. She paid attention to how people received the whole idea of using norms. As she paid attention, she noticed some reservations and invited people to share their reservations with her one-on-one. Now, she didn't drop the use of norms because people were uncomfortable with them. She just reframed them in a way that became more acceptable to her team. As she was practicing, she was studying the results that she was getting. You can't practice any new skill in a vacuum. Reflect on how you're feeling, what you're seeing, and what you're experiencing. Remember, this is about practice. It's all about continuous revision of learning. It's about continuous growth and continuous improvement. Now, let's face facts. There are obstacles to application of new leadership skills. Some of them can be the organization that you're working in. Every organization doesn't foster growth or have a learning culture. And if that's where you live, it's time to update your resume or your CV. Unless, of course, you're a senior leader who can really drive culture change. And if that's the case, get busy creating an environment where learning is encouraged and growth is celebrated. Another obstacle can exist within you, the leader, and that's self-doubt. If you don't believe you can excel, you're going to have to work on your self-limiting beliefs. The last obstacle I'm going to bring up is the lack of support. If you don't have cheerleaders, you'll have to cheer yourself. You'll also have to find some allies and some supporters who will encourage you to discover your leader best self. I want to wrap up. You can transform yourself, your team. You can. You can transform your workplace, your community. You can transform our world. Doing that requires the application of the leadership skills, the styles, and the practices that are most in alignment with your core values. Application happens when you decide what you want to apply and why. It happens when you commit to continuous learning and create mental representations that remind you of your developmental goals. And I can't forget practice. Practice to the point of excellence and then keep practicing so that you don't lose your edge. As you think about your transformation journey, remember you can and should be self-directed. Your motivation comes from within, and you get to plot the course that's best for you as you learn to lead more effectively. You get to guide your own development. While the company may have things it requires you to learn, you get to decide where to go deeper and where to deviate. Remember, you can read and watch all day long, but you will never develop new skills until you move from thought to action. Adults learn by doing. And we learn even when we do it wrong. Mistakes are such powerful teaching tools. Remember that one of your goals is to remain relevant. I like to say that I prepare leaders for an ever-evolving world, and that is true. I work with individuals and organizations to help them stay relevant, to stay in the game. As you're working on application, remember that you have skills and experiences to draw from, and they matter. The wealth of knowledge you've accumulated, it should really be integrated into whatever it is you're trying to master now. If you focus, I mean really focus on application, you can develop the mastery to lead transformations. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you got tools that you'll actually use and share. Subscribe if you haven't already. I add new and relevant leadership learning all of the time. If you haven't visited the Smichel Speaks YouTube channel, check it out. There's all sorts of new content. All of this is virtual leadership learning that will help you soar.